What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Okay. All right, so let's start the show. It's time for Spike on the Mic. The only show you can hear start poorly.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from our U, our L's, and our C's. Those are undisclosed location central. This is the number one award deserving show called the Spike on the Mic Show. Yay!
Wow, that isn't working either. Wow.
And we are coming at you live. Speaking of we coming at you live, it is the Resistance Fighter Show. What'd you ask? Who are the resistance fighters? Let me introduce the crew. All right, coming at you from a tall 5'6", weighing in approximately 285 pounds. He is the one, the man's putting the sounds in your eardrum. PW, how you sticking?
I am sticking very gingerly.
All right. That is PW, and we're here for one reason, and one reason only. He is the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's thinking of taking a job with PW Gopi International.
Wow.
Okay. Well, good luck. I'll vouch for you. If you need a reference, I will do that. And also, the man, the myth, the legend. He is on assignment somewhere. You like to call him Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how are you sticking?
I am sticking like a guy who is never overly impressed with the preparedness and professionalism of this show. It really raises the bar from week to week. I mean, we are really just our own worst enemies. I mean, we really are doing great.
Well, that's
last week's show, and I'm really proud of us.
This is why we are award deserving. And what's our motto? You can't cage a caged tiger.
No,
you can't cage.
No way, because that tiger's already in the cage. Yeah.
So, speaking of in a cage, she has all kinds of things that she likes to tell us to do. She is our crack pipe research analyst. She is the one, the only, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
Sticking like some whose button is stuck.
She's playing with her button.
Yeah, really. All right.
Well, stop that.
Yeah.
And
do that on your own time.
Yeah, really. And here on time.
I need a mute.
I need a mute.
That was her dad that said that.
Serious. And somebody here who was on here on time. Normally he comes stumbling in. I shouldn't be talking about people about the cast in public. I should be praising in public and punishing.
Yeah. Right. See if you can come up with a praise for this guy.
Right. This guy here, he is the man he's the hardest working man on the show. We like to call him the one, the only Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
After that intro, I'm sticking like Susie Quattro and Chris Norman stumbling in.
Oh.
All right.
Cool.
You have to explain that. Who is that?
It's a song.
It's an old song by Suzy Quattro and Chris Norman called Stumbling In about falling in love.
Yep.
Huh. I'll have to be the first to admit I have no idea who Suzy Quasman and Marlon Jackson is.
Suzy Quattro and Chris Norman.
Hey, Ted.
Five more times. He's slowing in. Get it.
Yeah, never. They didn't play that one on... Tom Joyner don't play that one, so you never know who it is.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hanging Chad, do you know who that is, who Susie Cuomo is?
I've heard that song. I have heard that song.
Billy?
Me too.
So you have, I know the Voice of Reason said you have heard it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a rhetorical question here.
All right.
PW, you heard that song?
Suzy Quatro, yes.
Mm. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
It's honestly yeah. before Billy and Hanging Chad song, so I'm, they were
during the MTV days.
Wait, stop. Let's get back there. Y'all not going to laugh at my joke. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Oh, that's not a joke. A joke. You just counted.
No. That's like saying yeah. one, two, three, four.
Yeah, what a joke.
The lady name is Suzy Quatro, right?
Yeah, I know.
No, it's about quite a quadruplet so all named Suzy.
Their sister. When will the world with you, bully, bully?
Oh, by the way.
Bully, bully.
I still can't make the sound. that one worked, though.
So can we just tell our listening audience that we were so proud of the new setup?
I know.
And here we are, worse than last week.
Serious. Because before the show started, we were doing, we had, I guess, not show prep, but we were just sitting in the green room talking to each yeah. other. And PW was just so happy that he incorporated one button on his soundboard.
3 hours worth of work, by the way.
3 days. It was 3 days, wasn't it?
Yeah, three days. Yeah. I've done dry runs for 3 days. Everything worked.
I can do topic changing on the Hawaiian nose harp.
Can you? Wait, I don't know if I...
How do you do that?
Oh, I can do it right here. That much
good.
Is working.
We can do topic changing. Good. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, don't have to listen to the Hawaiian nose harp then.
But
the thing is,
let's try it. Topic changing music.
All right, here comes a topic. That's not with that guy with his nose.
This is one for the books, too.
Yeah, A-R-O-B-L-E.
So we're going to do all the musics with our mouths. So this should be fun.
I like to call this topic here, does life imitate art or art imitates life?
Does light imitate art? Life or life living in my.
Is my microphone breaking up?
It must be.
That's really deep. I don't know. Can you explain that? That's too deep for
all right.
me. To
Does Mart methylate mife or right living in
knife? Does art imitate life or does life imitate art?
Mart.
All right.
Why didn't anyone listen to this?
I'm changing to Men with Mustaches podcast.
I think it works both ways.
Yeah. Our voice is trying to say, okay, here's the topic, the name of the show, the topic.
Yeah.
Is life imitating art or is art imitating life?
Larf imitate nafnai. Or brife imitating.
That mute button's working too good.
Yeah, your buttons are off.
It's called, let me try it this way.
What, life? Middle of a day in life?
Okay.
Spike, I think it works both ways. I think it works both ways.
Thank you, boy. It's a reason. See, this is why he is the only one who's keeping this train on track.
Right. There's you stuff guys, on your nose.
Everything.
Yeah. So,
we officially have zero
listeners. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, really?
We're starting from zero.
And probably the same amount next week because they're gonna say, "Why would I come back to this?"
Because we are
professionals,
and we deserve your listenership.
Do you know? You do know that this is basically just a Zoom call now.
Spike, we're losing him really fast. Come on, stick to the topic.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so there's a city council in Washington.
Okay,
they put up a decoration, Halloween decoration,
all right.
And people started to complain to the fact that they had to take it down.
Why?
So, fighters, what do you think the Halloween decoration was? Can I start with you? Voice of reason.
Two skeletons making love.
Oh, a gas man.
A decapitated Santa Claus.
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, Miss Billy, do you know?
I don't. I didn't look it up.
Huh? So what?
Because when you said that, I was like, oh, I can't look up the actual answer of the thing, so I couldn't. A jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, there you go. hanging Chad.
I'm gonna say the devil.
Oh, and PWs?
A crushed Trump.
Oh, okay, that's true. But remember the title.
Wait, this was Washington.
Yeah. The title of the thing is Life Imitating Art or Art Imitating Life. So what it is, they had a a mannequin stand up there with the name of Karen. It was a Karen mannequin. And I said, can I speak to your boss?
Oh. Now,
it was like.
That's good.
No, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
I like that.
But the city council, people got so many plates to the city council that it was offensive to women.
Karen didn't like it.
Yeah, and all the Karens got upset about this. So this, they actually did what...
I get it now. And they actually got Karens to call in because of their art.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on. And so this is the thing that got me. I was like, and I'm not one to say people are so sensitive, but this time I'm thinking people are sensitive because it was a Halloween decoration and it was just... It was because the Karens are the new thing now. One of the new things they around, and they just had a mannequin and the sign that says, "I would like to speak to your manager, please, Karen. I'm a Karen."
Yeah,
and about that. But what really voice this to help you got my goat was the city officials took the thing down, and then now they're requiring all their staff to go through some kind of sensitivity training.
How to deal with Karen?
Because they offended some white women.
Exactly.
Who offend other people.
Right. So obviously, Clarf imitates Fife.
All right, I got it. All right, I'm going to stop down on the show for a minute. This is totally unrelated.
This is good. Okay.
Gas man, who is that behind you?
Y'all know that. That's the infamous Abdullah the Butcher in a suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as long as he's got his suit on. Yeah.
Is he a Tennessee fan?
Are you in your bed still?
Yeah, of course.
This guy's like behind you in your bed?
No, I changed my background.
Oh,
okay. Good.
I didn't realize it was a background.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody with back there. You know,
I thought it was like your wallpaper or something.
Back to the award deserving show. So, how you guys feel about that? Or if there even we get any traction on that story, is anything important? I guess
I feel like
weird.
I think it's kind of stupid, but
very stupid.
But I don't think it's, you know, what's offensive to women taking away their rights. That's offensive to women.
Yeah, serious. I mean, but. This
their
is,
rights to complain.
Not pointing out that, you know, we need to speak to your manager. That's not offensive. Taking away my rights, yes, that's totally offensive.
Yeah. But there was a specific group of people who were offended, and I'm thinking they were actually Karens.
They were the actual real Karens being appeased.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're like, can I speak to the manager or the person who lives here about that thing about speaking to the manager?
Like, God damn. Oh, it was just odd. So I just thought that was interesting. And now let's go ahead and do what we like to call topic changing music.
Karens of the World Unite.
Karens of the World Unite is something that somebody just yelled out on the Spike and the Mike show.
Wait a minute. Here's the topic.
Yeah.
Do the music. Oh, I got to do the music, don't I?
No, here. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Topic changing music is happening, and that means we've got a new topic now.
Oh God, we may need to take a vacation.
Jeez.
God, it's a vacation.
Okay. I'm gonna hit his audition tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God we none of us had to do that.
Serious, I'm telling you, Saturday Night Live.
You got a mouth? Come on, join my show.
I like to call this topic here. See what happened was. Oh, that came through clear, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you guys ever been to a sporting event and they do the 50-50 raffle thing?
Yes. I've entered it many times and felt really good right up until the eighth inning when I discovered that I had just blown $20, you know.
Yeah, really.
And I don't know what that is.
Okay, so what happens is you go to a professional sporting event, and they will sell you tickets for, I think, like $10 to everyone in the stands who wants to buy it. And you get a number, and then they will take, what, half of the winnings?
Yes, they keep half of the winnings, and you get the other half if you win.
Yeah, so okay. I bought them before at Rays games. But do you guys know who the Commanders are?
Yes.
Commanders, yes. They just found out last week.
That's the football team, right?
Yes.
Washington football team. Well, they did a 50-50 raffle at the last home game. And some cat there won $14,000 in the 50-50 raffle.
Wow.
He was so happy about it.
The Bucks one has been higher.
Oh, really?
Been around 50 grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drew.
Well, you just ruined his story.
Oh. Yeah. But, all right. But what happened in your story?
So what did he do with his chicken feed?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Drew Shipley, he won $14,000 in the 50-50 raffle from the Washington
Commanders.
So first they would give him the runaround. They told him it'd be like 3 weeks before you get your check.
Okay.
So then he called and they said, okay, it'll be another week. So he eventually got it something like a month late, four weeks later.
Okay.
Now, 40 days later, actually. So here comes the wild part about the story. He took the check. He took the check and went to the bank, and the damn thing bounced.
Oh, nice.
Someone took that money.
So the Washington Commanders, a professional football team, gave this guy a $14,000 check, took it to his bank, and it bounced. And the bank charged him a bad check charge.
Oh, no.
Which was probably like a percentage of the check instead of a flat fee of like
$25.
Oh, God.
Right. Now, going around the room and ask you guys, how do you think the Commanders can make that thing right? Let's start with you, Gas Man.
Obviously, honor the check, give them the money, and pay the fees. That's ridiculous.
That's it. Voice of Rizion?
Too late. You need to let him quarterback one inning.
One inning.
How about you, Miss Billy?
They need to pay all of his bank fees. Everything, all of his bank fees, and give him more than like $15,000 because of what probably he had to go through with dealing with all of that. And there should be an investigation because clearly somebody stole some money, because that should be money that everybody gives to the thing, and half goes to the winner and half goes to charity.
The one for
the
Bucks.
Check bounce.
Yeah, or the one for the Bucks, half goes to charity. Yeah, and half goes to the winner. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Anyone, Hanging Chad, what say you?
I'm with everyone else. I think the bank fees should be paid. I think the 14 grand should be paid. I think an investigation should be done. I'm copying everybody else. And I think they should be able to quarterback an inning because you never know. He might hit a home run.
Yeah.
Quarterback he might be good.
Quarterback inning because he might hit a home run. Yeah.
He's better than them. Obviously, he's better than they are.
Yeah, PWs.
Who knows?
I think that he should get the 14 grand. They should pay off any fees, and he should get season tickets.
Oh, that's I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well,
You're better. Free draft beer.
Ooh.
For him and his friends.
That is it. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, just free draft beer would be fine.
Free beer, too. Yeah, that's
free beer. Well, that'd be great. I don't know. What if he's not a drinker? You get free Cokes?
No.
Yeah. But the people around him will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
I'll be his best friend.
Yeah. Well, of course, there was an investigation.
Okay.
And Washington, I don't know why I could keep, what I call it, Commanders.
The Commanders.
Yeah, they claimed that there was a clerical error. I'm like, okay, yeah. But the money was not stolen. I don't think it was. I'm going with a clerical error. But would you ever buy another 50-50 raffle from the Washington Commanders again?
Yes, because I like to win a lot of money.
Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, the trouble is worth the 14 grand.
But did it, that's all he got was just the 14 grand. That was it. That was, they didn't go any, they didn't go a step further and try and do him, anything.
Quarterback
extra
in any, no, he didn't quarterback the inning. They let him do that.
I buy lottery tickets, which you have no chance of winning. You know?
Yeah, it goes to charity.
So somebody wins.
Is that a black eye on the Commanders, though?
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Well, with the things going on with that organization, that's the least of their worries.
Yeah.
The owner they have.
Oh, yeah, Snyder. But I'm saying, so you go to that football game, I probably wouldn't want to be dealing with them anymore. Because, you know, it just looks bad. Because it's so bad that it made the news.
Yeah.
Like, damn, forget
it. It made Spike on the mic. It got all the way down here.
All the way down here.
Yeah. That word of mouth spreads.
Exactly. Okay, well, I think
through
now.
The internet.
Yeah, really. The internet is everywhere. I didn't think it was.
Yeah, going. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? All right, so let's go ahead and do a topic changing music. And
all right, here we go. We're going to change topics now. That means we're going to do a different topic than the one we just did.
Actually, I'm going to go around the room and ask you guys, have you guys done your homework? Because it is now time to disperse some of the entertainment.
Obviously, I've done my homework. Because only half of my stuff works.
The dog is gone.
Yeah, really.
Well, let's do this. Let's do with sports with one gas man.
On this short week, the only thing was there was a good Thursday night football game for once. This week, a lot of scoring. Arizona defeated. They won like 42-28.
It'd be like it was. The Cards against the
Saints.
Oh, Saints.
Against the what?
That's right. Saints. The Saints. New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
New Orleans Saints. Sound?
And there was a lot of score. It was a high scoring game for a Thursday night football for once. That's it. Nothing else. Rays out of the playoffs, and I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I would kind of like to see San Diego go the whole distance.
Why is that?
Because they never have, and they crushed the Dodgers.
They did?
Yeah. The best team in baseball got crushed by San Diego.
Right. And have y'all seen these like four or five guys who are San Diego Padre fans, and they had this video out there, and they keep saying, the Padres going to get it. That's what's right. Y'all haven't seen that?
No.
It is a proof that white men can't dance.
Oh, but I'm willing to learn it.
Yeah, y'all. If you have a chance, check out the video of the San Diego Padres fans, like five or six guys.
Oh,
they're doing something really crazy. Like
five or six fans.
it's fun and a knee.
Yeah,
and a knee. All right. So
why do short people always start a rap with? I'm so-and-so, and I'm here to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're short.
Oh, okay.
I'm it's a the once upon and so are they.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the once upon a time of rap music.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Well, that's basically how they did it. It's definitely short man syndrome. All right, so we'll keep going with distribution of the talent. Let's talk to Miss Billy. Miss Billy, your homework for the day is?
This day in history.
Wow. And
let me find it. I got to find it. All right. So this day in history, in 1881, Levi Morton, the U.S. ambassador to France, drove the first rivet into the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
I couldn't really find anything else that was too interesting. It was all like this.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah.
1022. On 1022.
That's a good one.
1024. Today's the 24th.
Yeah. What's the matter with you? Don't you know what day it is? Monday.
I'm looking at last year's calendar.
Oh, yeah.
That's
We had different days of the week on the old calendar.
Because. Who knows?
I need to get a new calendar up here.
Yeah.
You guys have been hanging out with me for a while now. What do you thought Billy was going with that.
What do you thought? I thought
this day in history. Billy.
Okay.
The
okay,
U.S. Billy, ambassador, Billy. The French ambassador, drove the.
Nope.
What
nope.
did stop, you think
start,
I was?
Start from the beginning, and I'll stop you when you guys.
Okay. This, on this
okay.
day.
Okay. On this day in history, in 1881, Levi P. Morton.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
Okay, I know where you're going now. Now I know where you're going.
Right, and then right. and then you said he drove a rivet.
Rivet.
Yeah. Rivet. That's what frogs say.
No, that's ribbit.
Oh.
This is rivet.
Okay.
Hey, now, Spike's going with John Henry now. Right? Drove a rivet.
He drove his rivet.
He was a rivet driving man.
Let's play this game. What you thought Spike was going to go, thought the answer was going to be? Dance Man, what you thought I was thinking?
I have no idea.
Hanging Chad?
I'm thinking you're some dude named P is trying to get it on with a Statue of Liberty.
Voice of Reason?
Okay. You assumed that the first name of what? Levi?
Yeah. Levi P. Morton.
Okay, that it was a black man. Okay. And it probably something to do with peanuts.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
PW, what do you think went through my mind?
Levi jeans?
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Golly. Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, that would be Levi Ribbit. Strauss.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. Oh, that's a museum.
Again, going through Spike's mind. Yeah.
Exactly.
That anybody with the first name, Levi, must have something to do with Levi jeans.
I mean, it's in the name. And oh, then he said he
I did, went completely wrong on that.
And then he said he did rivets. So I'm thinking, and that wouldn't you put on the
rivets. It is. Like, yeah, the little rivets. Things on the
car. Oh, yeah, on the jeans.
On Levi jeans.
Oh, man.
How did God your mind damn. Work that fast? Because she read that fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You just connected, boom, rivet, Levi, boom.
Dude, I would have failed that test. I was answering in a minute. She said, Levi, I said, okay, this guy jeans. And she said, rivets, got to be that. Then she went with the toe or the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, well, how does that even make sense?
The French ambassador, the U.S. ambassador from France.
All that went away. All I heard was Levi. And some rivets.
Why is it important that it was the French ambassador?
Well, I know.
Because that's who gave us
I want Spike. I want Spike to answer.
He knows.
Yes.
Why is it significant that it was the U.S. ambassador to France that drove the first rivet?
Spike doesn't have to say. Just accept the fact that he knows.
Really? Come on. Can we move on?
He doesn't know.
He knows.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's go on. Let's move on.
But wait a minute. I guess it did come over here in pieces, huh?
Mm-hmm. It did.
It did.
From France.
Yeah, I knew that. But here comes Spike again.
Okay.
So in my mind, the big foot came over on a boat first.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
What if the head showed up first? What a waste.
Yeah.
For a long time.
He's sitting around for a long
time. Yeah.
Serious. The big foot, because the Joker has sandals on, right? Don't the girl got sandals on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm a foot guy, so that's
flip-flops. She has flip-flops on.
Yeah.
She's wearing a thong. She's wearing thongs.
Yeah, but you can only see that if you get up close and look up.
So where did I put that rivet? Okay.
I didn't say it. The voice said it.
Okay. All right, so let's keep his brain moving. Hey,
plus she's French.
What was your homework today?
She's French.
Today I learned. So today I learned that since its premiere in 1987, the show Unsolved Mysteries has helped locate half of the wanted fugitives it has featured, reunited over 100 lost loves, and freed 7 prisoners who were wrongfully convicted. An additional 260-plus cases involving murder, missing persons, and fraud have also been solved.
I used to love that show. I used to watch it every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix now. Oh, really? The music used to always freak me out as a kid.
Yeah, that's some scary ass music, man.
Yeah.
Is that when they had the show, they had the host like Robert Frost or somebody like that?
Robert
Frost. Yeah.
What's the music sound like?
We can't play it.
Ding ding. It's a high ding 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 ding. Something like that. Or is that Twilight Zone?
That's the Twilight Zone. Oh.
So.
I don't remember how it goes, but it's scary.
So hey, Ted, what was the name of that show again?
Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries that they actually solved.
Yeah, a lot of them get solved. I never knew that.
You said they reunited loved ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 lost loves have been reunited. From like they were missing and then they were found.
Right.
Like children might go missing with somebody's wife or a daughter or a kid.
Yeah.
Or a husband. Just disappear one day.
I mean, I saw the show, but I, you know, didn't comprehend or I'm moving on. So these people a lot of them weren't dead. You know, it's Unsolved Mysteries are usually somebody's dead.
Well, that's the mystery. They don't know if they're dead or alive, and sometimes they are alive.
It's like when it's payday and we can't find Spike.
Sometimes my send button sticks.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know, serious.
Did the song go like this? Ding 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 ding.
No. No, it didn't.
No, we just
not even close, bud.
Okay.
Well, speaking of this segue right into the voice of reasons. What gets your goats?
Oh, okay. Okay, what gets my goat is when you say you're going to do something, and you get ready to do it, and then somebody tells you, "That's okay if you do it, but you actually have to do it my way." That gets my goat.
I got you.
But your way's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, exactly.
Your way's wrong.
Yes, my way's wrong. There's something wrong with the way I'm going to do it. So but I'm the one that's doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And but you're doing it wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we think that naturally.
See, if you came up with a way to do something,
it's going to be wrong.
You didn't even tell the story right.
I kind of get voices.
Well, I could have. Okay.
No. You have to have an anecdote.
Billy, how should I tell the story?
You have to have an anecdote.
Right.
This happened to me.
I can't use an anecdote.
And then you end it with, that grinds my gears.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You have to have an antidote.
All right. Next week I'm doing this day in history, and you're doing what grinds my goat. How would you like that?
That's not right. That's not the right way to do it.
No.
You'll find out it's not so easy, young lady.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Next week you should do an antidote about an antelope drinking antidote.
with Levi jeans on and
that's rivets. Right, with rivets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the foot and thongs.
All right. So everybody just agrees that anything I think of and want to do is
wrong.
Not the correct way.
No, I don't think you're ever going to get it right.
Yeah.
Wow, because we'll make sure that you don't get it right.
What happened to this
show?
I don't know.
I should just accept it and move on with my life.
Yes.
And not let it bother me.
Spike, do you have a big A word?
Yes, I does.
All right. I'm going to try the big A word animation and song. I hope the button works.
Here we go. Yeah.
It should be fun.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure we...
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
You muted me. How do you mute me during that? You muted me.
Okay,
that was really late.
Yeah. And here's what's worse. My button doesn't work.
Double
whammy.
Yeah.
That was way late.
Yeah. You guys should just do this show out of a bowl. It would go much better.
All right, here we go, Billy.
Wow, was that lame.
That was the worst ever.
Yeah.
I used to wonder why we didn't get awards.
Yeah, we really don't deserve them.
Yeah,
we do. We do deserve them.
Saying that we were award deserving, now I don't know if we deserve it anymore. But anyway,
yeah. Hey, we used to be award deserving.
Serious. What is you? What are you doing? Okay, so here's the.
I don't know. Word. He's trying to. You know.
Trying to help give Billy him one more chance.
What the heck was that? A hiccup?
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah. The big A word, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to educate and widen the minds of the resistance fighters and you. So we give out what we like to call the big A word of the day.
Abdullah.
I am going to play the big A word of the day.
All right.
Three times.
How many?
Three times. And we're not to make any kind of a sound.
Listen
until
to
he's
three
done.
Times. Uno, dos, tres.
All right.
Here is the big A word of the day. Here we come.
Misspoke.
All right, that was the first
misspoke.
Time.
Misspoke.
All right. Okay, how about this?
Misspoke. Misspoke. Misspoke.
There
we
go.
All right, there we go. That was three times.
Oh, that was good.
Spike. Can you spell it?
Yes. B.
Okay.
S. P. O.
K. E.
E.
Okay.
Oh, that started with a B?
Yes, it sounded like misspoke. That's why I was asking. But it was bespoke. Bespoke.
Okay. Bespoke. So go around and resume the resisting fighters. These are some educated individuals. Hanging Chad, do you know what
misspoke
is?
Well, I don't want to bespoke, but no.
Okay. Gas, gas, manion.
I want to say it has to do with something with a speech, like someone bespoke of someone else.
Oh.
I don't know.
Voice of reason.
Methinks I dost know.
Okay. PWs?
I think I don't know.
Whoa. And Miss Billy?
I know.
Oh.
Well, I'm surprised because I could have swore. I thought y'all were going to say something to do with spike because it's spike and spoke.
Misspoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds it's a past tense of spike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would somebody say what?
It's the past tense of spike.
It sounds Shakespearean to me. Like he bespoke of a time when things worked.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Soundboard.
Yeah, really? No. Well, I mean, it does sound
misspoke.
Like it does sound like that. Sound like something Shakespeare would say. But Miss Billy, since you are our crack pipe analyst and know the word, what is the big A word of the day? Crack
it's like a particular man. Kind of something, like bespoke clothing or like a particular. Trying to think of the best way to articulate what it means. It's
use it in a sentence.
Like the baker, no. I mean, I know if I read it, I understand what it means, but it's like it means a particular kind, something that's
so
made for a particular kind of thing.
So if you heard someone use it in a sentence, you would understand what they're talking about, right?
Yes.
And yet you can't use it in a sentence.
And yes, I can't articulate it, correct.
Wow.
Well, okay, I'll give you... what's the thing called partial credit?
Okay.
Because bespoke is it's used to describe anything made to an individual's desires and specification.
Oh, the bespoke suit, the tailor, like a bespoke, like he wore a bespoke suit, meaning that it was tailored to his specifications.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. This is. Nothing beats the charm of a bespoke handcrafted table or chair.
Huh.
I have no idea what that, but I like that because it kind of sounded like Spike.
Yeah.
So that is the Big A word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So now if we
shotgun.
I don't know what that means.
You don't get no, I get shot. No, I bespoke it.
What?
Cuss word
we got. Oh, because apparently you didn't ask him if he thought he knew what it meant, maybe?
Yeah. No, shotgun. It's like you're going to all going to ride in the car. You said, well, somebody yells shotgun. They get the seat next to the window. And why?
Because they bespoke it.
They bespoke. It was bespoken for.
It bespoken for.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
I got yeah. That.
You can't have that. Donut.
It's like dibs.
Bespoken for.
Dibs. Bespoken. It's bespoken.
Pretty good guess, actually.
Yeah, it was. Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and do a topic changing music. We ran out of topics.
Oh, well, we always have the sponsors we could play. But it's the Spike and Mike Show, and here's a new topic.
Well, you just bespoke of it, so let's do that. Let's go ahead and do the topics.
Oh, let's see if that works. It might not even work.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That is great. Thank you to our sponsors. Hey, so I got to ask you guys here, right on live on air. If I took this show to an attorney to possibly be another sponsor, a bigger sponsor, I should not take this show or last week's show, right?
No. Or I can't remember a time.
You had a good one.
Does that mean we're getting a raise?
No, I was talking to
Billy.
Attorney.
That's what you got out of that, Billy.
Yeah.
Well, a bigger sponsor means more money.
More money, yeah. But then I'm thinking, I can't let them hear this one. No, you guys, we're all doing great. This is what we are. We can't cage a cage tiger. We do things the way we want to do it. You know, everybody has their own unique personalities, and we bring our own flavor to the Spike on the Mic. All right, so now question of the day to the resistance fighters. And I want to see how you guys will answer this. If I ask you which baseball team had the worst record, and you looked up their record for that season, how would you answer that? Would you answer it how many games they won or how many games they lost?
Ooh.
So that happened to me. We were talking about this one team. I said they're the worst team in baseball. And people I was talking to, one gave me an answer. Well, they had this many wins. And the other person gave me an answer. They had this many losses. And I was thinking, what is the right answer to that?
They're average.
They're average?
Yeah.
I think I would go by aren't you talking about the same thing, though? Like, if I'm saying they only had this many wins, aren't I saying they had that many losses?
I mean, technically, but if I ask, I say, hey Chad, the Bucks are the worst team in football last year. And you would tell me, how would you
Google, because I wouldn't know. Oh.
How would you validate that answer?
I would say, okay, whatever you say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gas man.
It's always one. It's the WL, one loss record. So you would go to one of the winning games you won and the game you lost. say if they, what, 162 games, say they went 62-100. They lost 100 games. We say they're the worst team in baseball. They went 62-100.
But if you only have five wins,
one loss record.
Yeah. Like, okay. So let's say, like, it's a season you only have, like, football has what, 10 games, 16 games, 17?
17.
Right. 17, no. So if I said the Raiders are the worst team in football last year, and you would, I should I say, yeah, they only had one win or they lost 16 times?
I think one either win. Way, the answer is one, yep, they suck.
They went 1-16. One win, 16 losses. You say both.
On the stat board, no matter what sport, it's always the one loss record, WL.
Okay. A voice of reason?
I could have made the argument either way. For example, let's say they went 16-1. They won 16 and lost one. They're the worst team in football because they lost the most important game of the season.
Which is
which was the one that they lost.
That's not right.
And then if they only won one game, okay, they're the best team in football because they won the most important game of their lives.
No, that's
not. No, it's the winning percentage.
Oh, God, no. Definitely not that.
No, it's the winning percentage, yes. For instance, the Yankees, their winning percentage was 6-11.
Okay, how about this? Since you're talking about that, who was the best team in baseball last year?
Dodgers.
Why?
They had the highest winning percentage of 685.
So they won the World Series.
In a barbershop, you get stabbed.
They have the best record for the season.
You was okay, Billy. What say you?
I agree with my father.
Oh, you got something on your nose.
No, it's the percentage. So all right. So who is a better team? Somebody who won two games and lost eight. Or is somebody who won three games and lost 17?
You get stabbed at the barbershop too.
No.
Which one has a better record?
I have no. Dude, you think I actually could follow that? Here's the thing. I'm just being a jack of Bob.
Yes. Because
if someone said who was the worst team in the league last year, I would have to go see who lost the most games.
No.
I mean, who won? Who lost the most games? That would be the worst team.
No.
That's worst.
Who lost the most games in comparison to how many games they played?
Because not every team would have played the same amount of games because games get rain canceled and it's not the exact same amount of games played for the entire year. So that's not true.
You get stabbed. Because every professional football team last year played all their games. Every professional baseball team last year played all their games. So I said, who was the worst team in baseball last year?
So, Billy, say that thing you said a minute ago. Give me the two teams with the numbers.
Okay. Two and eight or three and 17? Which is the worst? Which one has the worst record?
But those different numbers of games because two and eight is only
two and eight. Games.
No, okay. They have a better record.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. But I just divided it.
Exactly.
You
came up with the percentage, and that is the accurate way of determining how one team ranks over the other.
Okay.
Yeah, but the flaw is you're not considering what some of those games are bigger than other games, more important, better, more important.
That has no effect on the standings.
You're just going with numbers. You're just strictly going with numbers. You're throwing away.
Yeah, but everyone has a schedule. So the schedule is just out. The schedule is what it is.
Right?
It's the only way. Otherwise, you're just talking fiction because you can't rearrange these two teams to go against each other or have equal competition. So you just have to go with what you got. And that is the calculator with a percentage.
But hold on a second. But Billy's example doesn't work because the two teams played different amounts of games.
Yeah.
One played 10 and one played 18 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So 20.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah, how does that happen? That doesn't happen. And you say,
so it's,
it does happen in baseball.
Yes.
It doesn't happen that often in football because a lot of the stadiums are covered and you know, there's bye weeks. And
well, and but now they have ties. They didn't have that before.
Either way, at the end of the season, most professional teams all play the same amount of games in their sport.
Not exactly, no.
Not exactly. Because like Billy said, rain games.
Yeah.
There's games that get rained out, weather delays, all
those things. It like chances to win, but you lost? So if you had X amount of chances to win and you lost.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. It's the losing of the opportunity to win.
God, I could stab all y'all in the barbershop.
You just made it even more difficult for Spike.
Seriously. Like if 2-8, I had 8 opportunities to win. I only won 2 of those. Versus I had 17.
2-8. 2-8 is 10 opportunities. 2-8 is 10 opportunities to win, and you only won twice.
Okay, so
well, either way, if you divide 2 to by 8. And then 3 by 17. The 3 by 17 is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that is correct.
Let's just say this: every year, a football team gets the number one draft pick, right?
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Why do they get the number one draft pick? Not because of their percentages.
Yes.
Yes, it is because of their percentage.
It is because of their percentage.
They have the worst record.
Does anyone on this podcast know how sports work? Because all of you guys are talking about different things.
Yeah, it's because they usually have the worst record. Now
there you go.
The worst record is determined by their percentage of wins and losses.
Yeah,
you're going to go with that?
Yes.
Yes, because that's correct.
Okay. Well, it would have been an interesting conversation with you people too, just like it would. Because I said, no, man, the Detroit was the worst team in football last year, and I just made that up because they only had one win. But then this guy says, no, I said because they lost 16 games. He says no, but they won one. They were one in the
one in 18.
Yeah, so it was a dumb question, and I was just wondering because I'm built that way where I see and hear things. I'm like, how you guys cannot just say because they had the worst record? That's why they're the worst team in there instead of giving me percentages and
the lowest percentage. The lowest percentage. You're talking about the percentages when you're saying worst work.
Were they trying their best?
Oh, well. They may have been.
Yeah, I think they were.
I think college football.
You can't ask more than that. If they're trying their best, that's all you can ask of them.
I think college football is the only sport where strength of schedule plays a factor in rankings.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I want to apologize for stabbing all y'all in the barbershop.
Damn.
That's right.
I feel bad. I
No, no, it's okay. Spike, you were doing the best you could. That's all you
expect
can do.
Expect my bill.
I mean, usually I avoid these types of conversations altogether, but
yeah.
Podcast. But still a monkey wrench.
You did very well.
The year that the Patriots went 18-0 and lost the Super Bowl, they had a higher winner percentage than the Giants to beat them in that one game. But they still lost the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So who was the best team?
Oh, good question.
No, the best team was the team that won.
Because they won the game.
Yeah, really.
Well, on that day. And then it all comes down to who's the best team on that day, that month, that year.
So it depends on the day you're at the barbershop.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely I might survive on a Saturday.
Yeah, no,
Don't go on a Saturday.
You got to go on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. Afternoon, yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday for you guys. I can go on.
Oh, you sure, guys?
I see. I see.
God. All right, so we got 6 minutes. Let's go ahead and do another topic. Topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. Topic changing. Here comes a new topic. On the Spike on the Mic Show.
I like to call this topic here, I would have beat the brakes off her.
Beat the brakes off her.
Yeah, I was going to say black, but then
then you want to change it to tall. And then,
then you need sensitivity training.
Yeah. So there's a story about this 14-year-old girl, she goes to school and she's just handing out $100 bills to all her friends and anybody that would take it. So this all is right. How it happened.
That sounds great.
Where is that school?
Because that's what I want to know.
I might want to go.
In Marion County, Florida.
Oh, my God. Ooh. That's my home. That's where I was from.
Lake
Weir Middle School.
Lake Weir Middle School?
Lake Weir.
Yeah. This no little way. Girl, she went to school. She stole her grandmother's $13,000 in cash.
Nice.
And was going to school and just going to people and saying, hey, you want $100? And we're just handing out $100 bills.
Oh, I love this girl.
She's giving people $200. Wow. Well, wait, stop. So
this wait, kid, stop.
Friends. One she kid, friends.
Yeah, one kid says, oh, no, I'm not going to take this money. She thought it was like drug money or something. So she went and told the principal.
There's always one Karen that ruins it.
She did the right thing.
The school resource officer, you know, got her and said, hey, where you get this money from? And she said, her friend,
I sell crack. School resource officers, school resource officers, like, can you give me what?
She had a friend who happened to move, gave her this money before she moved. And so I was just being kind and giving out to all my friends.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll never find her. She's moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I forgot her name.
Yeah.
Her grandmother had just recently sold her house or something. That's why she had that big wad of cash with her. Now, question to the resistance fighters. They asked every kid in school, when they sent a note home and called the parents and all the kids and says, you know, if your kid receives some money from Lisa, will you please kindly return it?
Oh.
Are y'all turning that stuff in?
All right, let me ask you a question. Is Lisa...
Yeah, am I 12 years old?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was 12-year-old me answering this question?
You're 14-year-old, yeah.
Am I the parents of the child or am I the guy that got the $100?
You're the guy that got the $100.
The resource officer that got the $100.
No, you're one of the girl's little friends. And he gave you $100. And then when you got home, the school, they said, your parents said, hey, Chad, did Lisa give you $100? Well, I guess you got to be honest with that and say, yeah.
Who's Lisa?
That's the girl. That you got the
My best friend.
Who's Lisa?
Is Lisa tall?
My best friend's Erica. I don't hang out with a Lisa.
I don't know anybody named Lisa.
Spike, what's the question?
Yeah. They don't get their money back.
Oh, would you make your kid give the money back? Is that the question?
No. Do you think they will get the money back?
Because if I would meet my kid, I definitely would give the money back.
Answer all versions. If I was the kid, no. If I was the parent, yes. Do I think they're going to get their money back? No.
That's exactly. They've recovered up to, I think, 5,000 of it so far.
Out of what? What was the number? At the
13. It was 13,000.
She handed out 13 grand. Wow. I mean, friends, this is
no. That's how much she took from her grandmother.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to know if her grandmother was selling crack.
No. When they caught her, the article says she had $2,500 left in her backpack.
Okay.
Do vending machines take $100 bills? Just ask.
So that's
they don't.
Everybody's getting coke.
They found when they found out that this was all happening, they found $2,500 in the girl's backpack, and another $700 was returned by other students.
Ooh.
That's it.
So
they've gotten like a little bit over $3,200 back out of $13,500.
Nice. Oh,
that's really sad.
Man. Like, that grandma has got to be so PO'd.
Seriously.
I would. Old Lisa would just disappear.
Thanks.
No. That girl is going into the Ocala National Forest and getting about 35 switches and bringing them back to her grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Actually, made it to the show, so what's stuck with you, PW?
I'm staying out of your barbershop.
Billy, what's stuck with you?
The beeping.
All right. Hanging Chad, what's stuck with you?
Dad, I don't know very much about sports.
Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
according to the voice of reason, Lady Liberty has a thong on under her
feet. That's right.
No, on her feet. She's wearing thongs.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were talking about.
Hey, really, voice of reason, what stuck with you?
I had something just a second ago, but I got thrown off because my name...
3 seconds.
That's all we got, ladies and gentlemen.